Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Impact Vest podcast, transformative global innovation in a new era of impact. I'm Aisha Williams, the founder and CEO of Impact Vest, and along with our guest host, we aim to inspire and motivate towards collective positive global impact to solve our world's most pressing challenges in sustainability. With each episode, we will engage in insightful conversations with global changemakers, visionaries, and sustainability activists who wish to build a more sustainable and resilient future. Join us now as we create the future of impact. Welcome, everyone, to our podcast episode. I'm Aisha Williams, the CEO and founder of Impact Vest, and I am here with a very inspirational colleague on our Impact Vest team, Tamina Sahar. Tamina is currently a data science analyst intern on our team from Afghanistan, and she is a very talented data scientist with a really wonderful vision for women and girls in her country. So I'm very happy to welcome you, Tamina, to our podcast.
Thank you so much, dear Aisha, and happy to be here. I'm really excited to share my vision, and thanks for having me. I'm really excited about this podcast.
Thank you very much, Tamina. So we'll start off speaking a bit about your background and what you would like to achieve in your own career and how you see this related to helping women and girls in Afghanistan achieve their visions for their careers and their own lives.
Sure. So I'll start. I'm a computer science student. I'm studying computer science in an online university called University of the People. And so before going in details, I want to mention that I already completed 2 years of my education, of my bachelor degree as a computer engineering student in Afghanistan, in one of the top universities in Afghanistan. But due to the change of government in my country, I decided to leave my university, and then I searched like in online, and I found about I'm continuing my computer science journey with the University of the People, and I'm currently employed, and we are working on an amazing projects. I am learning a lot of great stuff about sustainable investing and sustainability. And it's really a great experience. Also, I am learning computer and data science through MIT React program. It is a program for refugees and people, specifically people from countries like Afghanistan. And we are learning about data science and programming languages. Along with that, currently, I am also a student in MIT Leadership and Innovation Bootcamp, and we are working on how to craft ideas, how we think about innovation and leadership. Not only that, I am also volunteering as a story ambassador from Afghanistan, and my job is to bring new stories from young or teenage Afghan girls and women to the cross-border of the world. And the Crossbones of the Worlds are doing an amazing job on sharing these stories with the world. And they're also translating the stories. And I'm really happy to share that I was able to bring three stories of inspiring Afghan girls. And they shared their experiences about the current situation and their education and how this all of this their education and their personal lives. And so I'm really excited for this. And through my education, through my degree of computer science, through my knowledge, I really want to help other Afghan women. I want to inspire them, be a role model for them. I want to first be financially independent and have the ability and the skills. And then I want to help as much as possible. And I want to create a path for Afghan women so they can have the basic human rights and they can achieve their dreams in an environment that they will be able to do anything. They will achieve, they will shine. So this is my vision for Afghan women, that I want to help them. I want to be a role model. I want to inspire them. And also, like recently, I gave a written interview to online media in the US, and I stated a quote for them that I want to share in this podcast, that I know fearful nights may be horrifying and painful, but one star is enough to light your life. So I stand firm like a shining mountain in the night. So I just want to say to every Afghan woman and every woman in the world that find your star and just hang in there and don't give up, because like on the other side, there will be an amazing opportunities and amazing people waiting for you. And I hope that every woman can achieve these dreams, and I want to be a part of that vision.
And I think that's such an inspirational vision, Tamina, to have a goal and follow your own star, and especially for women. It's so important, like you were saying, for women to achieve financial independence and to be able to work toward their career goals. And it's very inspirational and motivational, Tamina, that you want to be a role model for Afghan girls and women to be able to achieve their dreams. And I'm sure that you will be that role model. And can you tell us a bit, Tamina, about the state of education for girls and women right now in Afghanistan?
Sure. So in Afghanistan, like currently after the change of government, women are not allowed to pursue their or continue their education after the grade 6. And so women, all the women are before the government, change of the government, they were in university, they were completing their bachelor degree. Even the education level was into master degree, but currently they are not allowed. They are not allowed to go to schools, and also they are not allowed to continue their education or complete their bachelor degree. For example, me, I was a computer engineering student. I was completing my bachelor degree, but after change of government, the situation, it's nearly impossible to continue your education in Afghanistan. So currently, women are really, really struggling with their basic human rights. They are not allowed to go to national parks. They are not allowed to travel alone. They are not allowed to pursue education. That is, I think, the most basic and the most important human rights. And if I talk about working, I think that is really far away. You cannot even imagine working in Afghanistan as a woman. So they're also you cannot... if you're not able to even finish your school, how you will be able to find a job? Currently, women are really struggling with their basic human rights, and they really need support. So I really want from the world, from the people, to help Afghan women, to help them get educated and help them share the opportunities with them, because I think it's really important, and women in Afghanistan are really fighting for their rights. Not only in Afghanistan, there are a lot of other countries that we all know about them, and they are fighting for their rights. And I think today, I think it's the time to react. It's the time to stand up, to speak for ourselves, to protect our rights. And I really want everyone to share their, help Afghan women in this journey. And so I really want everyone to support them. And I am also really trying that I, through my education, to inspire women that they can be at least able to finish the school, because this is the basic human right.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Tamina, that the right to education is a basic human right. And it's so important for the investment community to really understand how important gender equity is, right? Because without access to education, it makes it very difficult for women to become financially independent, to be able to support their families, to be able to work, to be able to have access to the basic human rights that we all have the right to have in our lives, right? And you're so brave, I think, for sharing your story and to be able to have the strength to be a role model for other girls and women who are also going on this path and find it very difficult. Tamina, you also are a member of the Afghan Tech Sisters Society and the UNITAR Social Entrepreneurship with Digital Health Program and Leading Inclusive Empowering Women in Afghanistan for the Future of Work programs through digital reskilling. So can you tell us a bit more about the programs that you've been involved in?
Sure. I'm really happy to share my experience and some information about this great and amazing program. So during the conflict in my country, I became involved in the community and in a few programs that were for women empowerment through digital reskilling. And first, like, I started by coding Journey with Humanity Foundation, and I started in school. I was learning about web development. And so we finished, like, it was a 1-year program. I started my computer science journey with Humanity Foundation. And then I participated in an online hackathon with the Society of Women Coders. I created a website on climate change for Afghanistan. And also I participated in UNITAR Social Entrepreneurship. And then I also participated in a program called UNITAR Leading Inclusive, Empowering Women in Afghanistan for Future of Work through Digital Reskilling. It was a 6-month program where I participated and we learned about that, how we can empower women by giving them digital reskilling skills, by giving them the skills related to technology, related to digital literacy. And then I were able to participate in a hackathon in the UNITAR program. And then we work on an idea for women empowerment to digital reskilling. And we, during that hackathon, we work on different, we were like divided into different teams, and we work on ideas that how we can help women inside Afghanistan to become, to work in companies and to like create, how we can help women to build new businesses that they can be like, create their new, their own startups. And we work on those ideas. And we also, during the hackathon, my team won the bronze award for that. And we created an idea that my idea, like our team idea, was to create a website for women so they can access different online courses and they can continue their education through that. Also, like during our team pitch, we also give information about that how a website and how having a nonprofit organization for women inside Afghanistan can help women who don't have any basic information about digital technology, how we can help them through this nonprofit organization. And then we won the award, and it was really a great experience for me. So I also created through Python, and by using Python programming language, I participated in another hackathon, and I think it was called Panther Hack, and I created a fun game. And it was called Space Monster. It was just a fun game, and it was really a great experience. So this is why, like, I'm really involved in technology and computer science. You can do amazing things. You can create amazing stuff, even if you are like, you can only have a laptop and internet connection, and you can change the world. So this is why, like, I love technology.
And I think it's wonderful, Tamina, that you were in a digital reskilling program. It allows a new way for access to education. And that's something here at ImpactVest that we are very focused on in terms of gender equity and supporting projects as such as these. And in our ImpactVest Alliance, this is what we want to be able to build in terms of our ecosystem, is to support projects that are pretty much working on how the future of education looks and how does it give access to those individuals who may have not had access before, right? And so it's something that we can definitely speak about, because I think these are incredible projects and ideas for our ImpactVest Alliance. And I do believe that here we want to be able to support you as much as possible, Tamina, in your vision for the future of education for girls and women in Afghanistan. And it's really wonderful work that you're doing, especially in the fields of computer science and digital reskilling. So how do you think that the future of education looks, Tamina, for girls and women in Afghanistan at this moment? Do you believe that digital reskilling programs, such as the ones that you were involved in, are the future of education for the country? And how can investors and the wider community be able to support you and other women who are very much working on the future of work and education in Afghanistan?
Yeah, sure. In my personal point of view, in my vision, I think for currently in Afghanistan, digital technologies and online learning is the only way that women can have access. Like, I can give my example. Like, if there was none of these opportunities, I would not be here like talking in this podcast. But like, I think in my own opinion, like only way digital technology currently in Afghanistan can only save women education. This is, I think, the only way that women can connect to the world and they can share their vision, they can speak, they can defend themselves. And I think this is the only way. I think there are a lot of great opportunities through online learning and digital reskilling. And this is why, like, I really encourage investors who want to invest, who are interested to invest in women. And I think the best way to do this is to ensure women's place in digital economy and also invest in women entrepreneurs and women-owned small and medium-sized enterprises. I think this will be the best way to support women, because if investors try to invest in the enterprises owned by women or the enterprises that their main activities are related to supporting women, I think this will be the best way. I think also they can provide like digital skills training. They can support them by giving them business training for women entrepreneurs by strengthening their financial services and investment for women-owned small and medium enterprises. I think it will be a great way for investors, and it will also create a bigger impact on the community and society.
That's exactly right. We always say here that investing in women is investing in families and investing in the communities around them. And it's very important and crucially important that we support women's education, women in the workforce, because like you said, Tamina, that if we support women-owned businesses, especially there in Afghanistan, digital reskilling programs, that then will be able to support whole families and the community. Right? And so it's very important for investors who want to build this infrastructure in terms of global positive change to really understand this, that when we speak about impact investment, what we're really speaking about is investing in families and the communities. And if we can focus on women and really making women's rights equal to human rights, then we start to drive capital toward women who want to own their businesses and who want to further their careers and who want to financially support their families. Right? And so this is very important, the message that you've told us today, Tamina, that supporting women and defending women's rights really is about defending the rights of children and families and communities to be able to prosper. Also, you are a story ambassador for the Correspondents of the World, sharing stories from Afghan girls who also are very brave and building a better future for themselves and other girls and women. So can you share with us a bit about some of the stories from other women that you've spoken to?
Yes, sure. I'm really happy to share my experience about sharing the stories of Afghan women with the world. I think this is the one part that really makes me happy, that this is the one thing that I am able to help women, because I am just a student. So this is the one thing that I just want to do to help women, to connect them with the world so they can share their experiences about their personal life, about their education experience. So I am a student ambassador in the Correspondent of the Wars. And what I do is I connect with teenage girls, Afghan women, and I try to connect them with the Correspondent of the Wars. And then they write their story, their personal experiences about their education, how the current situation impacts their personal lives, their families, and their education. And then, like, we in Correspondent of the Wars, there's an amazing team. They are doing a great work. They are sharing the stories with the world through their website, and also they are translating them in different languages that like people from the other countries can also read these stories, and they can also try to support the women in Afghanistan. And also, I am really happy to share that I was able to share three stories of young women from Afghanistan with the Correspondent of the Wars. So they, one of the story was like about Zainab. She is like a 17 years old girl in living in Kabul, Afghanistan, and she shared about that how the current situation impacted her education, because she was in the 12th grade. She was about to graduate, but after the change of government, because girls are not allowed to continue their education, so she had to quit school. So this was a really big challenge for her. So she really expressed it in a beautiful way. So I really encourage like our listeners to read those stories, because they are really amazing and beautiful. They really share amazing experiences. And if someone is interested in learning about current situation in Afghanistan, I think reading those stories will really help them to understand the main, like the heart and the core of the this situation. And also I share a story from a girl called Aisha, and also a girl named Rumila, and they really share the experiences, because they were all students. They share about their education, their personal experiences, and also their family's situation, that how the current situation in Afghanistan impacted their lives. So I was really happy to see that how they really like communicate their experience and share the experience through stories, because I think stories are the best way to share your vision, because speaking and opening up to people is really difficult, especially if you are a woman in Afghanistan. It's really like you have to consider everything. You have to consider your safety. You have to consider the society, the people. And I think stories are the best way and the most simple way, and the people really can relate to them. So I'm really happy to be able to help Afghan women to connect them with the world through the stories. And I'm really happy to be able to do that.
Yes, and you are a real role model, Tamina. You are very motivational because you are really bringing together stories of women who are fighting for their future, right? They see a better future for themselves and their children and their communities and their families. And it's very important to be able to share their stories and for everyone to realize we have a lot of similarities throughout the world. We all want to be able to support our families. We want to support the communities around us. And the way that we can do that is by recognizing that every time that an investment is made, it's making an impact. And what kind of impact is it making? So the more that we can actually make sure that investments make a positive impact, in particular in terms of gender equity, giving women equal access to educational and work opportunities, the better that we can build the communities around us, and then the societal infrastructure around us becomes stronger. And this is what makes your work so important to Mina, that by sharing these stories, it allows all of us within the investment community, other stakeholders, to realize how much we actually have in common. We have more in common than differences, right? And so if we recognize this through stories, then we're able to really think about how do we drive positive global change. So my next question for you, Tamina, is how do you think that we can actually drive positive change through finance and investment? So we're already working on the positive impact model in our team, right? So we want to be able to measure and verify impact and incorporate cultural nuances within impact. In your opinion, how do we actually achieve real global change through investment and finance?
Aisha, I totally agree with you that the financial independence and investments are like the great way to support women. And I think this is where we can make a big and real impact, because everyone knows that financial independence is the most important thing. And I believe that investing in women and girls itself constitutes a breakthrough strategy like for achieving a positive and great impact in the global community. And I think that if women invest in women, and if investors invest in the companies that are their main activities are related to supporting women and supporting like reducing inequalities in our society, and I think that will be like one and only way to make and create a global impact. And supporting women who started their own businesses, who are working hard, who are entrepreneurs, I think this is the one way. And I think the investor are the main people in here. And the investor can make a big impact in here. If they try to invest in women, if they try to invest in activities that support women, and if they provide support, training for women entrepreneurs, and provide financial services and assets, and investments for their like small and medium enterprises, I think this will create and make a real impact. And I really encourage everyone, and especially like investors who are interested in this area, that they should invest in women. Because if you invest, as you mentioned, dear Aisha, that if you invest in a woman, you invest in a family.
Yes, and that is the key. I think the key to impact investment is that we're investing in families, and we want to invest in communities, because these are the foundations of our world. And this is what we really focus on in our team here at ImpactVest, is supporting communities, supporting families, and thinking about, well, how can we as investors drive capital so that we can start to build the foundation that makes our world more equitable? And sharing your story with us, Tamina, is so important and so valuable. I'm really thankful for you that you chose to be on our podcast and share your story with us, and for your bravery and for your inspiration and vision. I believe you're already a great role model. We're happy to support you in your vision and your mission for women and girls in Afghanistan. Tamina, you're also looking for study abroad scholarships because you want to continue your studies. So can you tell us a bit more about what you're looking for in terms of being able to continue your studies and the study abroad scholarships you're looking for?
Yeah, sure. I'm really happy. First of all, I just want to mention that thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. This is really amazing experience for me. This is my first time being on a podcast, and I really appreciate like the things like Impact West is achieving through the podcast and your company. And I also want to mention this to our listeners that like Impact West is the first company that offer like the first internship to me. And I am like, this really is a big and the most important part of my life. Like, I'm being a part of this amazing community, having the most kindest advisor, Aisha ma'am. And I really want to mention this, that this, like Impact West is doing a great job. I just couldn't like speak more about this, that this internship and being a part of Impact West just changed my life, changed my point of view about like businesses, about investments. Like, I just explore a new world. So thank you so much. Thank you so much. I mean, this really means a world to me. I'm just like a student in Afghanistan, and like being a bit a part of a great community, a great team, is like just a dream come true. So I just want to mention that this really means a lot to me. It's like a dream come true to me. And also I want to mention to our listeners that like we are working on amazing projects that will really create a big impact, a big real impact on the society and community, and also for women. And I think it is the real, I think we are on our way to achieve that. And also related to my scholarship, as like everyone knows, the current situation in Afghanistan, it's really difficult to continue because there are a lot of reasons, like political reasons, and also like there is no electricity and no like internet connection to continue online learning. So I am really looking for a scholarship that I can continue my studies abroad. I would really appreciate if anyone helped me in this regard, and if anyone is available to connect me with an organization or they have some information about scholarships for women. And I really appreciate because I'm really constantly looking for these opportunities so I can be able to help other women through my education. And I will be able to make my vision true. So this is like my one and only request. If anyone is available to help me, I will really, really appreciate it. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Tamina. And it's our pleasure to have you on our team. You're incredibly talented, creative, motivated, and with your inspiration, we're building a great positive impact model that's truly global. And this is what we wanted to build here. And so we're very happy to have you on our team and to be able to really create a new narrative of what it means to invest and what it means to be an investor and what it means to us is to be able to support families and communities and to be able to build the infrastructure that is needed to achieve real global impact. We're very happy to continue on this journey building the future of impact investment. And thank you very much, Tamina, for being on our podcast and being such a great member of our team. And you're an incredible role model, and we're very happy to support you in your vision and mission to build a better future for women and girls in Afghanistan.
Thanks for having me. It's really a great experience, and I'm really happy that through this podcast, I was able to share my story. I was able to talk about women in Afghanistan and their education and human rights. And I'm really happy that through these programs, I will be able to help women in Afghanistan and I will inspire women. And so thank you so much for having me. And it's been a really great experience. And I'm really grateful to be a part of ImpactVest. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tamina.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to the ImpactVest podcast, Transformative Global Innovation in a New Era of Impact. Join us next week for another episode and become part of our ImpactVest newsletter community, where you will receive all of the latest updates about our work in this new era of innovative impact finance. See you next week as we create the future of finance at ImpactVest.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.